All right, it's the advertising week social club special delivery. I don't know, we'll call these something. I don't know. Doug Zanger out in Portland, Oregon. Rainy Portland, Oregon. I just sent a tweet out on my personal account. I got Newbear from Lexington, Kentucky on the horn with us. So Newbear, I sent this tweet out on my personal account at Zanger. So apparently Nevada has passed a law regulating driverless cars, and I said, you know what? Washington State's had driverless cars for years. I kid, I kid. I'm kidding. For those of you, if you're from Oregon, so there's like this Oregon-Washington rivalry, and our contention is that people from Washington don't know how to drive, but it's not true, as far as you know. But anyway, so a couple of things I want to cover today. Newberry gets on the phone with me and says, I had the weirdest dream last night. So, all right, so you need to tell us about your weird dream.
So, I mean, I had the stupidest dream last night. It was like a collision course of a bunch of different really dumb things. And I finally pieced it all together literally as I was explaining it to you. You know how like you're having a dream and you wake up and you can never remember what the hell happened? I kind of figured it out as I was talking to you. So I had this really, really dumb dream. I'm in LA because my best friend Justin, who got married in Charlotte, he lives in Charlotte, he's from Charlotte. He gets married in LA and I'm living in LA. I used to live in LA. So I'm showing him around and it's this kind of like quasi homeless man's hangover edition type thing where we get so screwed up at the wedding that it takes us 3 days to get over our hangover. But instead of doing like diabolical, crazy, lose people, chopping hands off things, we're just going around town, stalking hamburger trucks, trying to get enough grease in our system to get over the hangover. But also at the same time, we're taste testing the burgers because we're running some kind of scheme to try to con his old man out of $1 million to buy a franchise of five of these hamburger trucks. And then at the same time, there's like this overarching thing where there's this curly-haired blonde woman from the wedding party that they're trying to hook me up with, and we're trying to find her because she is, in fact, hangover style, lost somewhere in the, you know, the morass that is Los Angeles, California.
Okay. What did you eat last night?
Before I went to bed last night, I had a bunch of rabbit food. I had a baby spinach salad, carrots with a little shredded turkey, salt and pepper, and a little ranch. And then I had a bowl of Dannon Light vanilla yogurt.
Okay. Somebody's calling us right now. Should we see who it is?
Why not?
All right, let's see. Hi, this is Doug.
Yes. Hello, sir. This is Colin from CNU. May I speak with you, please?
You got the wrong number, actually. You'd want to call the number in New York.
Oh, New York. Yeah, I have the 503.
What is this regarding? What is it pertaining?
We have a ticket here for his. Well, he actually has an issue about his email, so yeah, we're supporting that. So just gonna check if
Supporting the
that
issue.
if it's.
Yeah, so you got
Sorry?
do you have the 212 number?
No. Can I ask for that number, please?
212.
All right, got it.
All
Thank
right,
you.
you bet. Bye. All right, so back to this.
555?
Yeah,
five,
two,
five, five,
yeah,
five.
yeah, 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 yeah. 212-555. One, two. All right, so we'll continue this conversation. I'll bleep all that out. I'll take that part out. So anyway, so okay, so that doesn't sound too bad. It's not like you had fondue and then went to sleep. So that's good.
No, but I just figured something out. I'm a supplement junkie,
Yes.
and you know what ZMA is, right?
God, no. Tell
Well,
us.
it was what Barry Bonds and a bunch of those Balco bastards claimed that they were taking, when in reality it was the cream in the clear, and they were like, "We're just taking flaxseed and ZMA." ZMA, zinc magnesium aspartate formula, vitamin B6. You take it before you go to bed. It helps you sleep deeper. It's supposed to naturally boost your testosterone levels. Well, it also gives you, because you get to a deeper sleep, crazy ass dreams like lizards' heads on top of your wife and babies giant babies coming down the street beating you with red. Like, it can give you really screwed up dreams if it works for you, because you get to this crazy awesome REM style sleep level. Well, I've been having kind of crazy dreams for the past few nights, and I went and looked at the daily multivitamin that I take, because I started taking my vitamins before I go to bed with a protein shake, and just to change things up. And what's in my daily? Zinc, magnesium, vitamin B6. So there's 500 other things in my daily, but those three things are in there. So I think taking my vitamins at night is actually helping me sleep deeper and is really messing with my brain.
Okay. Well, there's plenty of other things that mess with your brain, but that's a conversation for a different time. So the other thing we want to talk about is Day in the Life of Advertising. We've had quite a few very good submissions. So the way this works is, you know, you take a picture with the Instagram, and you use the DITLAD, DITLAD.
It's an awesome hashtag.
Hashtag. I don't know. We wanted to find something short and have the advertising on there. So there, DITLAD. We will just follow what people are posting. And on Monday, the team, comprising me, New Bear, and Chloe, also here in Portland, Oregon.
She will, however, be fresh off of a Vegas trip of her own.
Yeah, we won't talk about that. But we will choose. We don't really have a number per se. So if there's, you know, if there's five that we want to put up, great. If there's 10, great. But if your photo goes up on our Pinterest board, our February Pinterest board, then you are basically entered, in air quotes, to win the monthly prize, which is a past advertising week 10 in New York. And the way that it works is your picture goes up, and there is a point system. So
advertising week 9, Douglas.
Did I say 9?
You said 10.
Oh, see, I'm already thinking.
You're already in London.
Yeah, I'm 8 hours ahead already. I'm sorry, advertising week 9. God, maybe I should take that supplement before I go to bed.
Boom.
But there's a point system. So for every like, you get a point. For every repin, you get 2 points. For every comment, you get 3 points. And so it's a bit of an accelerated timeline for February. We'll do it for the last 2 weeks of February. Whoever gets the highest point total wins that pass. And there you go. And you can find the rules on our blog, so advertisingweek.com/blog, and there is a there's a post for it. Anything to add, New Bear?
I am falling in love with the visual acuity of Pinterest. This is going to be a really fun contest, and it's going to be really interesting to see what people, not just what people come up with, but what inspires people, what people like, and what people like that other people post, what people, you know, kind of rally behind, and what conversations start, because ultimately that point system and the way that we've skewed it has the ability to, you know, create some great debate.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed it does. All right, well, that's it for us. I just wanted to point out a couple things there. So we're just calling this Babbling. There we go, Advertising Week Babbling. That's what
Babble.
That's what we're doing, Babbling. So every so often you'll get some of those.
Did you ever see Babble with Brad Pitt? I absolutely, that movie just messed with my head worse than the dream I had last night.
Yeah, well, yeah. Brad Pitt has that effect on a lot of people. But anyway.
So handsome.
He's a handsome man. All right. Well, have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for participating. And we will see everybody on Monday.
TGIF at Advertising Week, hashtag AWSC. Oh, wait. It's not Tuesday.
Not TGIF. No. What are you talking about? No, it's DITLAD.
I told you, dude. I'm losing my mind. Hashtag DITLAD.
Hashtag DITLAD. D-I-T-L-A-D. Like a vault.